The film Head On won the top prize at the Berlin Film Festival, the Golden Bear, as well as five Lolas, the German equivalent of the Oscar. It bested heavyweights like Bad Education, Vera Drake, and The Sea Inside for the continent-wide European Film Award. Sounds good, Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it could be better.
Head On knows how to take your breath away. It's a staggering film that's uncompromising in its vision of the power of love, sex, and controlled substances. It's a bittersweet love story, willing to go to extreme emotional places you wouldn't think it could reach. And it's a cross-cultural drama by a filmmaker who has inside knowledge of both sides of the divide. Writer-director Fatih Akin is a first-generation German born of Turkish parents in Hamburg, where Head On is set. He's intimate with the virtues and excesses of both societies, and his story of German-born Turks explores the paradoxes of people ill at ease in two countries and cultures. But Head On is no well-meaning, earnest tale. It is a collection of combustible elements that exults in a sense that it might explode sky-high at any moment. And when it does, who knows what will happen, where the pieces will land, who might be devastated by the falling debris.
Darf ich dich mal was fragen?
Ja, klar.
Wie hieß denn deine Frau?
Was soll das?
Head On is the story of two extreme individuals. Jait is a hardcore degenerate with a poetic soul, whose goal is to drink himself into a perpetual stupor. Sibel, half his age, feels so trapped by her traditional Muslim family, she can only see two ways out. Suicide or a marriage of convenience to someone her parents would accept. Someone Turkish. Even Jait, who has contemptuously turned his back on his culture, would be okay. This unlikely union is only the opening gambit for Head On's more compelling adventures. Director Akin does not judge his characters, and he has something of a laissez-faire attitude about their fate. He cares deeply about these people, but he knows, like a capable parent, that he has to hand them over to the pitiless forces of existence. Once he does that, whatever happens almost feels like it's out of his hands. Both characters live through several lifetimes in Head On, going from buoyant to fragile and back again. It's a tribute to the film that no matter how radical actions and situations become, we are too gripped to do anything but believe right through to the end. This savage film has quite simply gone for it. No holds barred, full speed ahead. Hitting the wall never felt this good.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.